you see her tonight.
Okay, calling the meeting to order. Could we all stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance, please? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Could we have roll call, please?
Councilor Dunham?
Here.
Councilor Wood?
Here.
Councilor Jordan?
Here.
Councilor Horning?
Present.
Supervisor Phillips?
Present. Thank you.
And Kelly, the attorney, Bob Gannett, has joined the session on Zoom.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear. Would you say, Paul? I didn't hear you.
I said the attorney Bob Gannett has joined the session on Zoom.
Okay, thank you. Okay, approval of the bills. No supervisor's report because I can't run that final report until I do these budget transfers/modifications. Those were put in your box today after we got through all of the vouchers. It took us a while to get through them all, but we got through them. So I need a motion to approve the budget transfer modifications to finalize the 2020 budget and the H fund for January and February.
Now move.
I need a second. I'll second it. Any questions? Guys, can you hear me? I can't tell if you can hear me or not.
Yes, we can hear you. Yeah, looking at it.
Okay. Any questions on the budget transfer/modifications?
I don't think the $50 could have come out of this general fund. There should be something else.
Absolutely.
Yeah, on the one for the grudge contractual.
Okay, wait, say it again.
One for the garage contractual, refuse garbage.
Garbage contractual, yep.
Yeah, I don't personally believe that should come out of his Craig's contractual. I think that should just come out of either general fund or something because it's not, he uses it for, he has to have a stamp to get into the dump.
I understand.
That's the only reason.
Yep, I understand that. And we put the new line in last year and I was told, don't worry about the $50. So we did not budget for it. So I have to pull it out from somewhere. And I asked Craig if it would be okay that we took it out of the garage contractual. And he said, yes, that's the only reason it's there. Next year, we'll put the $50 in, but we didn't budget for it this year. So I asked him and he gave me the okay. I agree with you. It shouldn't come out of there. And I had said that to him, but I didn't have anywhere else to pull it out of. That made sense. Any other questions? No, yes.
No.
Okay. I have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Dunham?
Yeah.
No. No, she said Dunham.
Oh. Yes, she did.
The only question I had, I just got this.
Okay.
The only question I had is, why is it broke down 0.4444? And you're doing, you know, 0.4 is contractual. If you want to split it up in your office, that's fine. But when it comes down to us, mostly it's just 0.4.
It's coming out of my office, John. It's coming out of my computer, and that's what my computer has. So that's the only reason it's down like that. But it is. It's 0.4 or a 0.1 or a point. Yeah, that's all they are. It's 0.4s and 0.1s.
Yeah, 0.4 is contractual.
It's because it was subsidiary. For 2020, I left the 4.4s in there. For 2021, I've made some adjustments, but that's the reason. This one covers last year's budget.
So are we doing last year's
How come we didn't do this in January?
Because I could not run the reports until I was able to close those accounts, and I couldn't close them. I had told you guys that. So finally, I'm to the point where I can close them. If there's a minus in these are expenditures. I have to be able to put the money in so it comes out to a zero. So these, however many there are, had minuses, and those are the dollar amounts that were minuses. So I had to cover those. Then they'll be back to zero. Then I'll be able to run the or do the end of the year final report. But I can't do it if they're minuses, and those were minuses. And I couldn't get to it beforehand because I couldn't close the accounts. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So these were the amounts that we were short? Mm-hmm. So these are the amounts that we were short?
For last year.
Yes, they were in a different line. It isn't that the budget was short. It was in a different line, so I had to move it to cover the costs. Any other questions?
All right, so you got 21. It started transfers already.
Mm-hmm. That's just that one because we did not budget money in there, John. You were out of the room. That was for the garbage. We created the line, but we didn't put any money in there. I'm sorry?
What do we think of the transfer station?
I don't know what you said, whoever said it.
We take to the transfer station for $50. What?
Why didn't we?
Are we buying a stamp for $50 for the transfer station?
Right. Why are we?
Yes.
Because Craig sometimes takes stuff over there for the town, whether it's shredding or whatever he takes over. And in order to go, it's going to cost us $50 for him to get the stamp once a year.
Oh, gotcha.
So he was nice enough to do that for us last year, and he told us it was $50, but he said we probably wouldn't have to use it. We didn't budget for it. We got the line, but we didn't put any money in there. So this year they've already sent us the bill, so we're trying to pay that.
I don't know. Yeah. That's for 21.
Right.
That's this year. So that they started this year.
You take it over and throw it right in the incinerator. From the ground, pick up right into the incinerator.
Gotcha.
Does that mean the 17,000 they finished days?
I don't know.
You took over probably.
Can you explain the 2021, the ones on the last page for the water district fund?
We don't, when you do a budget, you do not budget money for the capital project. That's what H is, it's the water district. So the money that we moved in there last year, or the money that we pulled out of A to give them to use, the $90,000, it doesn't show up as money in the account. I have to move it over when there's a bill. So we've got, out of that $90,000, we spent all but $60.23. That's what's left from the $90,000. These bills and any in the future will be paid out of that pot. But it's not in that account. I have to physically move it over there because you don't have a budget for capital projects. So the money, we have the money. It's just I have to move it on paper into those accounts to be able to pay it.
So it's just moving from the checking account to those other accounts?
Yeah, I have to move it from the savings account to the checking account.
And now that's the stuff we're supposed to get reimbursed on the grant?
Yes. It's a way of tracking that, and Dank is doing that for us. They're keeping track as well, but this is that way of keeping track of all that. Once we get the grant, should be, all the money that we borrowed or spent, I should say, from A should be covered to be reimbursing A. The general fund. Jeez, sorry.
So what we got to do is wipe out last year's, what you moved over.
Yep.
That's what we should do in January.
That's the first page.
We're already starting in January and February.
You would have normally done these in December in order to finish the budget for December. I couldn't get that document. So that's why it's taken this long to do it. I got it now. Otherwise, you would have had these approved in December.
And they should have been done.
Or January. Back that up. January, because the money for December, it doesn't show in the bank accounts, the same, the statements until January.
You got to wait till the statement comes in.
Yep. Any other questions on this one?
No, as long as we get it cleaned up.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
No, as long as we get this cleaned up.
Yep.
Oh,
okay, I have a motion and a second. Could we have roll call vote, please?
Councilor Jordan?
No.
Yeah, I'll vote yes, just to get it cleaned up.
Councilor Wood?
Yes. Clean it up, start over.
Councilor Green?
Yes.
Supervisor Phillips?
Yes, thank you. Okay, need a motion to approve the General Fund A townwide for vouchers 020. Oh, wait a minute, I got to back up one before I do that. When we did the budget last month, I asked for H, or not H, DA, to be $26,676.19, and it should have been $23,676.19. My mistake, it was a typo. So I just wanted to call that to your attention. You gave me permission to move 26. I only moved the 23,626.19. I don't know that we have to change that in the minutes, but I wanted you to know that. That was for DA. That's down under F.
Minutes that we approved it to be changed.
Say it again, John.
It needs to be amended in the minutes, yes.
Okay, then I need a motion to amend last month's approval of the vouchers for DA Highway Fund townwide from 26,676.19 to 23,676.19. I need a motion. I need a second.
I'll second.
Okay. Any?
I just like to make it noted in the records to thank the town clerk for catching that mistake.
I agree.
Hunter Jordan?
Yes.
Hunter Dunham?
Yes.
Councilor Wood?
Yes.
Councilor
Harney?
Yes.
Supervisor Phillips?
Yes. Thank you. Okay, so we'll go back to C. I need a motion to approve A General Fund Townwide for vouchers 026 through 050 at $37,138.06. That one, I caught a mistake for 60 cents. And one of the number, hold on, I got to find the number. Number 47 was listed as 137.96. It's actually 137.36. So we took 60 cents off. So this will read a little differently than what you've got. It should be 37,138.06 instead of what was on there, 66. I need a motion.
I'll move.
I need a second.
Second.
Any questions on that one? Okay, roll call.
I got one there.
I'm sorry.
I got one.
You're not yet there.
Oh, all right, go ahead.
Councilor Jordan.
Yes.
Councilor Dunham.
Yes.
Councilor Wood.
Yes.
Councilor Horn.
Yes.
Supervisor Phillips.
Yes, thank you. Okay, the next one is there's no vouchers for B, general fund outside of the village for February. I need a motion to approve an H, the capital project water fund, to approve vouchers 051 through 55 at $5,177.16. I need a motion.
I have a question for you, Marianne.
I'm sorry?
Number 55. Why are we using Staples for printing when we could have done that all in-house?
You talked to your town clerk about that.
I believe that she said, you know, drop off the stuff at the window and she would run it.
No, that's not what she said. She refused to do it unless you guys gave approval. And at the last meeting, you didn't motion to do that. Sounds like from now on, if you want something done that way, you're going to have to motion it at each meeting. So since that didn't happen, I wasn't going to wait any longer. And I went ended up going down to Staples to have them run it so we could get it done and get things mailed. That was the reason. Trust me, I don't like going out on that limb and spending my money to do things when I shouldn't have to. But unfortunately, at this point, I thought I had to. I'm sorry. Go ahead, somebody. Yep.
I got a copy of the minutes from the last meeting, and I made a request for you to show us that letter before it went out, and you agreed, okay? So the clerk wanted you to show it to us, and even if you had just John come down, look at it, and tell the rest of us that it was okay, mail it out. But you refused to, so going ahead and doing this on your own, I believe that's all your baby.
You would. I didn't agree to that, Gary. At the last meeting, if you remember correctly, I said you asked me for a copy of the question and answers from the Dank and from the engineers, whatever they got. And I said, I'll get you those. I'll put them in your mailbox, which I did do. If not the next day, it was the day after that. I gave you that. I did not say anything about giving you a copy of the letter, the cover letter. The only thing that Doug had brought up, wait a minute. The only thing that Doug had asked was that we made sure that we included the location, the changes that had been made prior to make sure that the people had the updated information. And I said I would include that in my letter.
You told Gary, no problem, we can look at it before you mailed it. And you don't even share it with any of the board members. No. You take it on yourself to do whatever you want.
The letter came from the town supervisor, not from the town board. The question you wanted to see, I gave you the question.
Is it the supervisor doing the water project or is it the town board?
Excuse me, wait, say it again.
Is it just the town supervisor in charge of this water project and the board has nothing to do with it?
Hell
no. I thought we got a water project.
I don't think so. I'm not taking that responsibility, no. But I wanted to get that information. Say it again. I'm sorry.
You're not doing the board.
I don't have to run the letters from the town supervisor through the board.
Yeah,
I just did a cover letter to put on there to give them that information that you asked me to put in there included, and I did. And I put the rest of it with the questions and answers, which is what everybody got.
That was a campaign letter from you.
No, it wasn't.
It was a campaign letter. Giving you that letter was never authorized legally.
Gary, I didn't ask your permission to do the letter. I asked your permission to mail the questions and answers, and that's what I did.
Why don't you read the minutes back over, listen to the meeting. You might remember saying, yes, you would share it with us.
I did. The questions and answers. It's exactly what you asked me for.
The letter.
Okay. All right. Enough. Are we going to?
I will make a motion. To approve the age fund minus the 55 one for the water for the copies for the water district.
That's a motion. I need a second. And I need.
I second.
Very good.
Okay. Any other questions or discussions on H?
That's minus the 55. Did you hear? Get that?
Trust me, Doug. I heard you. So did everybody else. Okay, roll call vote, please.
Hunter Jordan.
Yes.
Hunter Dunham.
Yes.
Hunter Wood.
Yes.
Hunter Horning.
Yes.
Supervisor Phillips.
Before I answer that, I think you guys better think seriously about moving that printer out where everybody can get at it so there's no problem with using it for everybody in the town when they need to run power. Yes, there was. There is a problem. I can't get in the building. Don't get yelling. So am I voting? I'm voting yes to approve those vouchers. And I really appreciate you guys doing what you did for me.
Okay.
Make sure that's in the minutes as well, Kelly. Okay, next one, F. We already did F. Okay. Nope. I got need a motion to approve the DA Highway Fund townwide for vouchers 022 through 039 for $29,837.60.
I'll move.
I need a second.
I'm getting lost or where we are.
Yes.
Okay. Any questions? Any questions?
No.
No.
Okay. Yes. Roll call vote, please.
Yes.
Councilor Wood? Yes. Yeah, next up where we are. Surprise.
Councilor Horning?
Yes.
Supervisor Phillips?
Yes, thank you. G, no vouchers for DB, Town Outside of Village, for February. I need a motion to approve the Fire District Fund voucher number 056 in the amount of $220,825.
Don't move.
Any questions on that?
No.
I need a roll call vote, please.
Councilor Jordan?
Yes.
Councilor Dunham?
Yes.
Councilor Wood?
Yes.
Councilor Horning?
Yes.
Supervisor Phillips?
Yeah, and I think you needed to abstain on that. Yes, I'll vote yes, but I think John Dunham, you needed to abstain. It's a conflict of interest. Okay. I'm sorry?
Paying the bill?
You're anything that involves the fire department, because you're a member, is a conflict of interest. So, all right, reports. I don't know if you got a highway report. I did not. Did anybody get a highway report?
Oh, I got it right.
It's right here.
I haven't had much this month other than
walk right
up. I'm getting a lot of wet weather and a lot of snow here last month. I've been doing a lot of sand in the town the last month.
Okay.
We do have plow trucks up and running. Other than that, I don't have much to say for right now. So.
How about the back pay and all that stuff? Bring that to me.
I did hear you did a lot of corners. Cleaning up.
Yeah, we just been up cleaning some corners.
Yeah, a lot of people were talking about they were cleaning up the corners. They liked it.
Is that it?
That's all I've got.
Okay, thanks, Craig. I did not get an assessor's report. I don't know if anybody got that. Code enforcement officer, we all got that, I believe.
Yeah. You want to say anything?
I can read my report for anybody that didn't
read it. Read it.
All right, here we go. This is January 2021's report. I'm going to just sum it up real quick and easy. We filed the 1203 reports with New York State. That was done for both the village and town in January. Also during January, 3 building permits were issued, 2 zoning permits were issued, 5 permits were closed out, 16 building inspections were performed, and 1 violation was corrected. Also in January, Pat Dolan was approved to be my deputy in 2021, and he continues to be an asset to my office. We've continued our fire safety inspections in January, doing re-inspections. And we're gonna do the 2021s in February, which we have already started. We decided to break up our inspections into 2 different phases. In the first of the year, we'll conduct our inspections on our biannual businesses. And these are our mercantile and our B's, which is like your law offices, banks, et cetera. And then in the fall, we'll do just our public assemblies again, which are done yearly. So that way it gives us a little more time to do them when we're slow in the spring, you know, in the winter, and then towards the end of the year. So also in January, I attended the town and village monthly meetings, as well as the planning board meeting. I also attended the town's organizational meeting. So in January, 7 fire safety re-inspections were performed with 3 passing and 4 failing. 1 new inspection was completed and it failed. I traveled 35.1 miles, and my revenues for the month of January were building permits $450, and zoning permits were $50, for a total of $500 being brought in January 2021. Any questions?
Good job.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Thank you. Thanks, Jim. Next one. Town Justice Report, you all got that. Town Clerk's Report, anybody have any questions for her?
I got a water vault report, too. Do you get it now or later?
Which one is it, Kelly?
Anybody have any questions for the Town Clerk?
Water vault report?
Report.
She's doing the water vault report.
Wait, she's doing the what?
She has a water vote report.
Oh, I got it down on the agenda for the vote coming up in March.
We can wait.
All right.
All right, thank you. Dog control officer report, you got that. Tug Hill report, Paul, did you want to say anything on that?
Everybody here have a copy of that report?
Yeah.
Okay. I brought some extra ones in case anybody needed one. The Tug Hill Commission offices are still operating at a 50% occupancy level with a schedule with Watertown-based staff where up to 50% of the staff is working out of the Watertown office and the rest are working from home full-time. I guess staff are available to help you as you need help. Governor's executive order allowing remote meetings and public hearings, be it such as Zoom, has been extended once again through February 26th. And resuming the meeting tonight, of course. The New York State Committee on Open Government held virtual FOIL, which is Freedom of Information Law training, on February 11th. I attended the webinar and it's now available on their YouTube channel. If you go to their website, which is on the report, you can get to that and it'll take you to all their recordings. I assisted the town supervisor with producing mailing labels for the Water District referendum mailing. I assisted the town clerk with some computer questions, including how to produce PDFs from our computer to cut down on paper usage and paper waste. This is something I thought you might be interested in. Tug Hill staff is participating in support roles in the mass vaccination effort taking place concerning COVID-19. We sent people up to Potsdam. I think we've got some people that they haven't gone down to Syracuse yet. They're going to be going down to Syracuse to help with. Some of them will be doing some of the medical stuff because they've had some medical background, and the others will just be in the, you know, the routine stuff of signing people up and running through the paperwork. So we're playing an active part in fighting COVID. One thing I didn't mention here that I think I did since I wrote this report, because I got this out to Marianne earlier this week, is you're a member of NYMER, I think. NYMER did a workshop this last week on COVID and employee issues, and it was pretty interesting. And by now, that recording should be up on their website. And I watched it with the village mayor. And by now, the recording should be up on the website. And all of you as NYMER members or members of a NYMER municipality can get accounts to sign in to watch all the recordings. So if that's something of interest, I'd be happy to be of any help I can to you on that. I might need to sit down with Marianne and set up accounts so you can log into the account, because it's one of those things that's behind us, a login. But if anybody's interested, I'd be happy to help you get through that process so you can see some of those recordings. I said, well, I think it was worth seeing. That's all I have.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it. Again, thanks for your help there with the labels. Okay. Tax collector, is Kevin there?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't get a report, but just stick
it. Yeah, be in your box.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I got one for Councilor Horning, and yours will be in your boxes.
No, don't put his in there. Put it in mine because okay. He doesn't come in. I'll get it to him. Thank you.
Okay, not a problem. But the other board members, I gave them a copy tonight when I got here. So here we go.
Okay.
Something you sign the paperwork. Okay, this is as of close of business last night, because I made a deposit today. So the original warrant was $2,521,376.43. During the month of January, I had to make a couple of adjustments, being there was corrections to bills or something was wrong with a bill that needed some sort of a correction. So that's the adjustments of $1,615.25. It was only across two tax map numbers. I went back in the computer and looked at it to see what they were. So I noticed that there was two adjustments, which means the adjusted warrant is now $2,522,991.68, which now breaks down into first and second installment payments, which we've been getting some. That's now time to shift over, and the second payments are coming in also. So we've had first installments totaling $13,604.09, second installments $4,492.66, full payments of $1,832,033.39. And since we are now into February, there are penalties attached. And penalties are now up to amount of $274.06. There are no late notice fees as yet. Those will appear probably on my March statement, because around March 15th or thereabouts, second notice letters will go out. And tax collection will actively cease as of March 31st, but I will probably not officially close out my records until probably April 1st or 2nd, because I have to allow for anything that's postmarked March 31st to get here, courtesy of the United States Postal System and their most semi-efficient work. But we were still open all year long, because we do respond to requests for tax searches and I didn't get my receipt, can you give me one? Or any kind of items like that. So therefore we have total collections as of last night, 2/17/21, $1,850,404.20, which means outstanding taxes are still $672,861.54. Now that being said, a lot of that, not a lot of it, a good portion of that is the utilities, which is National Grid, Verizon, the cell phone tower, the railroad, those all, and there's one other IntelliFiber Networks that gets paid. Those all get paid directly at county. County sends me an email saying these are the payments we have received. I then take and enter them in my computer system software, and there's a specific box that says paid at county. And when I check that off, they still come off my records. So those have yet to arrive. So as of last night, there are in the village, actually between the village and town, there are only 297 properties unpaid, 253 of them in the town and 44 of them in the village. Again, that includes also utilities, railroad, National Grid, Verizon, those type items, which means that we have had a grand total of 1,128 properties paid, 929 of them belonging in the town, and the remaining 199 in the village. So, does anybody have any questions? I have one other thing too. On the 9th of February, I met with the supervisor and transferred over the remaining balances of the required amount of the tax warrant I was required to turn over. So that was turned over to the supervisor on February 9th. One amount for $723,897.20 and the other amount of $409,155. She transferred that to where she needed to transfer it to, but I have turned over to the town everything I am required to turn over per the tax warrant. Now I'm working on county. Now, does anybody have any questions?
Thanks, Kevin. I appreciate that. Sounds like a majority of the people have paid their bills. Yes?
Yeah. Yes, they're a majority paid. So, but we still have a few problem children we're tracking down that either still don't know how to write a check, be it either sign it, date it, put the numbers together, make the word amount right, or make it payable to the right person. I am not the Oswego County Treasurer. And or didn't add the penalties if it's that time of the collection period. So we're tracking those down.
Yeah.
We're tracking down. We're waiting for them to get back.
I was just nervous with COVID that I wasn't sure how many people were going to be able to afford to pay their taxes this year. But it sounds like so far so good, the majority of them have. So thank you. Appreciate it.
Actually, one good side is we didn't have to worry about counting cash.
True. Do you have a way for people to pay for it with either a credit card if they chose to or not?
Yeah.
Because I have had people ask me, because if they pay for it with a credit card, I guess they get money back. Don't ask me to clarify that. They make money. They can make some money on it if they pay those bills like that. But we don't have a way to do that.
We don't have a way to do that, no.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yep.
We had the transaction fees for the credit card onto their
Okay, and then there's a fire company report. Everybody got that? Yes? Okay. Yeah. All right, old business. We need to amend the hours that the polls will be open for the Water District number one vote on March 1st. Excuse me, at the Parish Fire Volunteer Fire Company. The hours have been posted in my note, as well as the town clerk has been telling people, I'm assuming, that it's going to be 12 noon till 8 p.m., not 9 p.m. We had voted on that, so we need to amend our vote on January 21st to reflect it's at 8 p.m. and not 9 p.m. on March 1st. I need a motion.
I had to
pull through
the notices in this
spot. I'll move.
Yeah.
Richard moved it. I need a second.
Second.
Okay, roll call vote, please.
Hunter Gordon?
Yep.
Hunter Dunn?
Yes.
Hunter Wood?
Yes.
Hunter Horning?
Yes.
Supervisor Phillips?
Yes, thank you. Ordinance law that Matt Johnson and the planning board and the ZBA have been going over for us. I emailed it to this Tim, I'm not sure how to say his name, Konechi, I guess it is. And he sent me a letter back. In fact, this is in that packet that I sent you actually Matt sent it to you with some questions that they have on the plan that we have approved. Based on that, hang on, I got to find Matt's note. Because I sent this to you, but you probably didn't get it. The County Planning Board has reviewed the zoning amendments and has recommended some changes. See the attached letter from them, and that's the one I'm talking about that this gentleman sent back to me. I have reviewed the changes and feel that they are very minor, but worth including in the document. I have made those changes and have attached a new draft of the proposed law to the email. I believe he sent it to everybody. If the town board is in agreement with these changes, you are free to finish the adoption process. The next step is to hold a public hearing, after which the board can adopt. Because the moratorium on solar projects will expire soon, you may want to hold a hearing on a special date, maybe sometime like March 4th. Notice of the public hearing would have to appear in the newspaper at least 10 days before the hearing. Unfortunately, Matt cannot attend the meeting tonight, and he said let him know as soon as possible if we want to move forward as he suggested here. He sent this to me today, this afternoon. I don't know if you guys got a copy of it or not, with what they, with the county had made some suggestions, and Matt included it in his email. And let me see, did he send it? He sent it to Kelly, he sent it to Paul, he sent it to me, he sent it to Gary. So he sent it to most of us. Has anybody had a chance to look at it? Because I just got it today. I just wanted to put it on because if we can't do something soon, we're going to have to extend or amend whatever that moratorium vote that we had, because we're going to have to extend it. We won't be able to get it done. Paul Baxter, I think he had talked to you about it.
Well, that's just that,
If you're close to being done with your 6-month moratorium and you haven't passed the amendments you wanted to do in that period, you would pass another local law before the moratorium expires.
So you're doing it, Mark.
You want to adopt it before that or get things underway to do a new local law to extend it another 6 months?
Is that something we should look at doing in case we're not sure what we want to do with these suggestions?
Well, you probably want to talk to your municipal attorney, and Bob is on the Zoom session, so he could probably address that. I guess the big question is how much lead time does the town attorney need to do everything with the town board that you need to do to pass another another moratorium on time?
Is Bob there?
It gives you like a drop dead date on when you need to act to amend and file your zoning.
I'm not sure. I can't hear you, Paul.
Yeah. Well, let me get a little closer, Bob. I was just saying it's kind of like a matter of logistics. You've got a moratorium going with a date that cuts off at some point.
Right.
How much in advance of that do you need to have a new moratorium local law in process to extend it by another 6 months? Because that's kind of like the drop dead date for us to decide to act on the zoning as it's been proposed to be amended. If they can do it by then you're all set. But if you think your date for adopting this zoning is uncertain and you're not sure by that drop dead date for doing the new moratorium, then you do it.
I don't know. I'd have to check and see how many times you can do a more extension on your moratorium. There may be a limit on it, number one. And then number two, you got to have some indication of when you think you could discuss and resolve the issues that the county set forth in their letter. I haven't had a chance to read it, so I can't even speak to that.
Well, we haven't extended the moratorium at all, Bob. We did a new one as the last one. We've done two. We did one and it was too late to extend it, so we had to do a new one. So we haven't done any extensions on them. You should be able to, I would think, at least be able to do it once. But I'm trying to be playing it safe so that we don't let the time go by, because I know it's in March that it's up. We approved it in September, and it was a six-month moratorium, so it's up in March.
All right. Well, let me check on that and see.
Jim and I checked.
They checked, and they say it's April, Marianne.
They said it's April? September.
Would that have been the November meeting?
It was October.
Okay, get October. So October, November, December, January, February, March, and April. Yep.
Well, I got it in September that we did it, but okay. So anyways, it's April, but if Mr. Johnson was here, and unfortunately he's not, he made it sound like what we need to do, we should be able to do and not have to do that within that time frame, but I don't know what that means. I can't speak.
And Matt did send us back those amendments. I got a copy of the message that he sent out to all the board members.
Okay.
On the proposed amendments, and I'm sure he'd be happy to sit down with you either at or before your next town board meeting or a special session to discuss it. And that would put you still in March, which would mean if you were able to resolve it, you could get it adopted before the current moratorium runs out.
Are you guys interested in having a special meeting with Matt to go over this, to, you know, so that we know where we stand and what we need to do to get it done?
You should have received the email on that from Matt.
Yeah, you should have.
We can do it before the next meeting.
Before the next meeting, you start the next meeting at early, six. Start at 6, and
yeah,
you probably don't need more than a half an hour on it.
Why don't we start the next meeting at 6 o'clock?
Yeah, but it also says in here something about another public hearing. Maybe something like March 4th, notice of the public hearing would have to appear in the newspaper at least 10 days before. I don't know if this means we got to have another public hearing.
Well, if you change this letter,
I'm sorry.
If you change the law, then you have to have another public hearing.
Okay, so if we have this meeting a half hour before our regular meeting in March to discuss this, then we got to set another public hearing.
Yeah,
Right.
Before we can adapt it, which means you may not be adapting it until April.
Well, yeah, but you could still do a special meeting in April to hold the public hearing and adopt.
Right.
Well, you probably have to the same date as you did it back in October.
Yeah, so say it was the middle of May. Say it's the middle of April.
A month before the board meeting to act on it. So, or three quarters, I guess.
What's your pleasure, guys? What do you want to do?
It is since 6 o'clock before the meeting.
Yeah, only need a half an hour to work.
Yeah. And so I'll check with Matt to make sure he's available. I'm guessing he should be.
Is this just to talk over with Matt, or is this to do a public hearing at the same time?
I think this is to make sure that you are all comfortable with the revisions as Matt has come up with them in response to your prior comments. And then at the town board meeting that follows, you could schedule the public hearing then. Once you're satisfied, you're happy with everything Matt did to bring it in line with what the town wishes.
Okay. All right, so we'll ask Matt if he can be there. And the next meeting is March 18th, so we'll start at 6.
Yep.
Meeting.
Sounds good. I'll let Matt know.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Thanks, Paul. All right, that takes care of that one. Okay, building use. Two of you stopped in my office with some major concerns about us being locked out of the building, and not us, but the public being locked out of the building when they want to come in to meet with anybody in the town. I addressed that with Mr. Gannat, and I also addressed it with the mayor, and I've received nothing back. He wanted to, I guess he's talked to you guys individually, he wanted to put it on the agenda tonight. So it's on the agenda. I don't know where things stand. Nobody's talked to me.
What the board, excuse me, can I speak?
Yeah.
Yeah, what the board has to do is decide what they are going to allow in terms of access, okay? That's simply put. And then we just tell the village that that's what we're going to do. Now, the village could come back and say, no, we don't want that because we're in the building as well, okay? And then you got kind of a stalemate, and you got to resolve it through some type of a resolution. But right now, you've got to decide, the board's got to decide how they want to open up the building. If they do they want to open it up with restrictions? Do you just want to open it up to the public for the monthly board meetings? How do you want to do it?
Why don't we just bring it up at the joint board meeting since it's coming up next month?
Because I think this board's got to make a decision on what they want to do before we meet with them.
Correct.
Well, I guess the bottom line is if it's 50% capacity, what's the capacity in these rooms?
We're going to have time.
They can't. What is it?
40.
I'm willing to do
it.
Courtroom is
62. Well, after that, there's 31. I'm willing
to do the governor's issue is you can have no more than 50 people at a public hearing as long as they're 6 feet apart and wear masks. Not 50%.
I think it's 50%.
No, that's not what I have. If it's that's if he's changed that. Go ahead.
50%. I think it's 50%, not 50 people.
If that has to be a change, and if you have that change, I need to see that change. I haven't gotten it. All I've gotten is still the 50, no more than 50 people allowed at a public hearing, as long as you can.
Some out, but
I'm sorry.
This building's not set up for that.
In the gym, it is, Doug. In the gym, it's more than enough that we're space that we could have 50 people. Or not more, but at least have 50 people. You can't in that room, absolutely not.
Well, you don't even show up to our town board meeting, so. I mean, what difference does it make? You can't even come to our town board meeting. You got to do it through the computer, and there's only a half a dozen people here.
Doug, you and one other counselor asked me to bring this up. I didn't bring it up. So don't give me the crap. You're the one that wanted it addressed. So that's what we're going to talk about. How do you want it to take care of it? If it's the board's decision. I didn't hear what you said. Say it again.
I need to tell you, it's 50%, not 50 people.
Give me that in black and white and we'll go from there. In the meantime, what does the board want? Do you want the public to be able to come in and see me or see the town clerk or see the, who do we have? Tax I have no idea what he said.
You know, where's the 50 people in black and white?
I forget the hat.
Where's the what?
She has an appointment.
Right.
Come in and see her.
Right.
Or the village. They make an appointment, right?
Yeah.
They make an appointment with you too.
But well, nobody's been allowed in. I haven't allowed anybody in.
I've been making appointments on Tuesdays and Fridays when they're not here, so it doesn't affect them.
So I would think we could do it by the office committee appointments.
Schedule appointments.
Schedule appointments with the.
Then you got one at a time.
Right, with the codes, the clerk, and the assessor.
Don't forget me. Thank you very much.
Well, the same thing. They can do with you. I mean, everybody's by appointment.
Okay. Is that what the town wants? Is that what the board wants?
I think that'd work good.
Yeah,
that would work, wouldn't it? By appointment?
That's for me.
Yeah.
Then we'd have to advertise that. Paul could put it on our websites and list the phone numbers so that people wanted to come in to see us, they can make an appointment and set it up. Everybody's okay with that?
Yep.
Yeah. It'll start speeding up some stuff.
Okay. That's the same with the tax collector. Well, he's not done with the tax collector. So if they want to come in and pay their taxes, can they do that rather than dropping the stuff off in the box?
No,
we haven't got that many.
We can.
You've had a few because I've seen people down there paying for their taxes.
Well,
you have had some people come in and do that. What?
Can I get an answer? There was only about 30, 45 days left of tax bills coming in.
We don't want to take cash.
Yeah, very few people are paid. I don't see a need to make an appointment for people to pay their tax bills.
No.
It seems to be working. They're either dropping it off or they're mailing it in. It's working fine. Don't monkey wrench the system.
Okay, but Kevin, I have seen people there during the day paying their taxes with cash. So I have seen it. My problem is... If you're going to do it, you stick with one way and not two ways. That's my issue. I have no problem with whichever way you want to do it. Go ahead.
I am sticking with one way. And first of all, nobody has paid with cash because I make the deposits. There's not been one single dollar taken in cash for me to take to the bank. So I don't know where you got your information wrong. Your information is wrong.
Kevin,
nobody has paid their tax bill in cash.
Kevin, are you there?
Yes. Yes.
Are you done?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I have seen them pay the town clerk the cash through the window. So maybe you didn't make the deposit. Maybe she did. But that's not the point. The point is, if you're going to do it, we either do it for everybody or we don't do it for anybody. Whichever way you want to do it.
Okay. Hold on. Back up.
Don't holler.
I'm not. I have to because I'm halfway across the room, but back up.
Okay.
My deputy, who just happens to be the town clerk, if she has appointments with people that might be paying their dog licenses in cash, yes, but it is not a tax bill. It has been paid in cash. Not one tax bill has been paid in cash.
Okay.
Negative. She is my deputy. If she's taking cash as the town clerk, it's because it's a tax, it's because it's a dog license or a marriage license, or something else that is within the town clerk's responsibilities. As my deputy, no money has been taken in the form of cash, coins, or currency.
Can I see that in black and white?
Okay.
I'll show you my deposit slips. There's not one cash entry on
there. I want to see it in black and white.
Okay, so town board, what are you looking to have done? You want people to, we'll advertise it that they can call and make an appointment to come into the building to meet with whoever they have to meet with. Yes? Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Until further notice. Well, at least until the building's opened, right? Yes?
Yes.
Do we have to vote on this? Because if I put this out or we put it out and we don't vote on it, I don't want to hear that we didn't say that. So I guess I need a motion. Or do you want to wait? Do you want to...
go back to the place that we don't make a resolution.
I'm handling my own department. It's Tuesdays and Fridays only. I don't need her saying
Well, we're
anything.
Not scheduling. We're all we're doing is saying that we approve people making appointments.
But I'm in charge of my own. I don't want to be advertising anything for my department.
We're not advertising.
We're not advertising. We're just saying it's okay for people to do.
Say it again.
And then the village says, then what?
Leave it up to their own departments.
All I'm saying is,
I know, I see what you're saying.
If we don't vote, it's going to be thrown back in our faces, just like it was about the letter for the water.
Word it so the different departments can take
handle
it the way they wanted it.
But before we advertise it, we got to meet with the village. Are we right?
Yeah. Right. You can't advertise something and have the village say no. So we got to meet with them first.
You can vote on it.
Just make them. Make a motion that each department can handle their appointments, whatever days they want. It's okay with the town board.
For people to be able to call and come in, make an appointment and come in. Yes?
Right. Each department can set their own guidelines on when they want to do appointments.
No, wait a minute. Each department will do appointment, phone appointments and have people come in. They pick the days and the times. I'm not saying it's going to be from 9 to 5, on only Tuesdays. I think each department can do that, but you're going to say that it's advertised that town offices are available by appointment only. You need to call and set up an appointment with that department in order to come in the building. Yes?
We can't advertise anything
without the village is okay.
Yeah, we can't.
Why? Why? Bob, are you still on? Bob?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So if the board makes a decision and say how they want to do it, God only knows if they have or not, but if they do, we have to get the village's permission to do this?
No, I don't think so. Not if you're doing it by appointment.
Okay. So if we vote on it tonight, we don't have to run that by the village. We can just tell them at the joint board meeting that that's what we're going to be doing.
Correct.
Okay, guys, are you okay with that, guys?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, guys.
No, I'm the one that has to deal with the village every single day.
I still think we should ask the village out of common courtesy if that's all right.
Well, they didn't ask us if they could lock us out of the building as of December 14th when we rent the building. It just happened.
Someone's going to take heat.
When I'm paying rent on an apartment, ain't nobody going to tell me when my neighbors can come over.
Why do you have to advertise it? Why can't you just...
Seriously. Because people are thinking the building's closed. They think the building's closed.
Well, we'll just have to deal with it.
Saying that they can make appointments, not telling them when they can make an appointment.
Right.
They're just saying that they can call and make an appointment.
Right. And it's up to the department.
What it's up to the department. If they only want to make appointments on Friday, then so be it.
Right.
But it's up to the each individual department.
Right.
I mean, they're not going to know if you have appointments every day. You're just going to say, okay, my next appointment, my availability is whenever.
That's what they say. Right.
I think we advertise that the building's open by appointment, depending on the department. Okay,
yes.
The department can make up their own appointments, but the public offices and departments are open by appointment only. You need to call that department to set up your appointment.
Right. And this is strictly town. We say for the town offices, not anybody else. We'll list the department's names and the numbers, and then they can call and make the appointments. Yes?
If they want to make appointments on Tuesdays and Fridays when the village ain't here, that's totally up to her. Jim wants to come on Monday through Friday, that's up to him.
At night.
Yes.
At night. It's up to each individual department, but I don't believe, like Bob says, we need permission from the county because we pay a lease.
I agree. Is that okay, Bob, if we do it that way?
How are you proposing it now?
That we're going to advertise that each town office will be available to the public by appointment only. And they can put the names and the numbers down so that they can call to make an appointment.
Yep,
town offices only. I'm sorry?
That'll work.
Okay. Now, Jim Brunies and the assessor are town and village. Can I still say it that way?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. So is everybody okay with that way?
Town pays them. The town pays them, so technically they're town.
Well, I know, but he also covers village is what I meant, both of them, so. Okay, so is everybody okay with that? So then I need a motion to advertise that the town is going to be open to the public, town offices by appointment only, and put the names and numbers in there to call and make an appointment to stop in to see whoever, to conduct business, I guess, or whatever, something to that effect.
Sounds good.
Okay. I need a motion.
A motion.
Second.
Gary, I need a second.
I already seconded it.
Oh, okay. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Jordan? Yeah.
Councilor Dunn?
Yes.
Councilor Wood?
Yes.
Councilor Horning?
Yes.
Supervisor Phillips?
Yes. Thank you. Do you want me to write that up? Do you want the town clerk to write that up or what? Because Paul could also put it on our website.
No. The town clerk can take care of it.
All right. Make sure all the names and numbers are listed. Okay. Thank you for that one. Thanks, Bob.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's the same thing. It's the same as B. We already did that. Yeah. We're going to set that for the thing. Okay. New business. We need to set up some dates and times to interview the assessor candidates. I have four that I've received paperwork from. I don't know if you all have the paperwork as well. Is it going to be a Zoom? Is it going to be in person? How many of us are going to do the interviews? Because if it's three or more, it's going to be a meeting. And I think when Doug and I interviewed the assessor, holy cow, way back when, it was just like two of us, or Dale, might have been Dale. I think it was just two of us that did the interviews, and then they came back to the board with some suggestions and whatever.
We didn't interview the last assessor. We didn't advertise.
Right. No, we didn't. We had one, and that's who we went with. So how do you want to do it? We've already advertised, and we got four applications, Doug.
We looked them over. Maybe the board has a recommendation. Do you do it now, or do you do an executive session?
You've looked the paperwork over, you mean?
Yeah, I looked over.
I still think you can look by Zoom.
I think you have to interview, guys. You can't make a decision based on paper.
Well, you can do it.
How do you want to do it?
I don't care if
you're going with the old assessor. What's the difference?
Well,
I bring those other people in for nothing.
Yeah. That's just stupid.
Well, you can do it by Zoom, whatever, but it's the most fair way to do it.
But if you're going with the, if we going with the other.
Yeah, I know.
Well, why but you
what
I'm
saying is that if you.
Why don't you just talk about executive session?
Yeah, why don't we just talk about executive session? Okay. Why don't we talk about an executive session?
The process is not executive session. The process is not executive session. The people are executive session, not the process. So you can discuss that in open session. If you want just two board members to do it, that's great. But you've got to have interviews.
No, we don't.
Hello.
So, whatever.
What's that mean, John?
Why do you waste people's time? That's only them.
Well, it's...
They know we'll do it by Zoom or have them come down there. They all have a time set.
Yes. I think if you pick one night or maybe two nights, you can do two in one night. You might be able to do all of them in one night if you give them a half hour each and you can cover all four one night.
And then they'll probably understand it's maybe just, 1 hour a week.
Well, if you look up the law, okay, in a class, second class town, we'd not have the right to set hours for an assessor.
Just pay.
First class town can set the hours and mandate you got to put in 20 hours a week or you got to put in 30 hours a week. Second class town does not have that authority. I looked it up. So if it's a interview just to tell them, hey, we want you here so many hours a week, we don't have that authority.
No, the interview would strictly be of the four, which one you think would work best in the town and village and parish. The working hours is something else. This is strictly who they are, you know, what have they done, what can they bring to the table for us, and will they be able to do it? I don't know how many, in looking at their paperwork, I don't know how many of them had two or three towns under their belt. They have some, but I didn't get the totals from anybody, and I haven't talked to anybody.
You would just see their clerks, because that's what they do. They're a setter, and they got 10 clerks working for them, and one's doing each town, so they're doing a bunch of towns. You probably might not even see them maybe once a month.
The other thing to consider too was, I think in the past we've had a clerk for the assessor, so maybe if you're looking at hiring somebody that's a little bit different, like you're saying, Gary, maybe we could hire a clerk to keep the records, and I don't know what I'm talking about because I don't know what they are, keep the records up, post whatever they have to do, and he or she just does the whatever their job is. Do you know what I mean? A consideration, not that you need to do that.
And then before, and where would it come out of the budget for pay? And stop wasting time.
Yeah, I got my idea who I want already, but it's up to whatever the board wants to do.
I got my idea too, so it's up to you guys.
I know we got it. We were supposed to get one ASAP because my first is a deadline, so.
Yeah.
I know Betsy said that. Joe has been working for us. But.
Yeah, that's like.
Okay.
Joel's been working. There's two board members that got their mind made up already, so I don't know.
How can you do that without? How can you do that without meeting the people? Or do you know these people? Maybe you know them. Never mind. Don't answer the question. I just feel that we owe them the time to interview.
Marianne, you do a lot of stuff that we don't know why you do it. So what's the difference?
Because I'm an elected official.
Who's more qualified than Dave? I'm looking to perform the job because we need somebody ASAP.
I agree. Betsy said this is the worst time of the year for us to lose the assessor. But that was out of our hands. Don't disagree. John, what do you think?
I'm trying to catch up on these resumes.
I haven't even looked. I just have printed them. I haven't even read all of them because I figured we were going to be doing interviews.
I read them.
Richard,
I think you could maybe make a decision to move on.
No. I didn't do it.
You got the paperwork from everybody?
I thought we already agreed on what we were going to do.
You want an assessor from Pompey?
No. I mean, Southern Jerry, you got one down there, the Norwich and everything else. I mean,
yeah, we got one here that's 4 miles away that can be here all the time.
That already knows the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, bring it up. Do what you want. Bring it up.
How do you do it? Do you make a motion or what?
Yeah.
I say we vote on it and put somebody in office tonight.
Are you kidding?
No.
Do you know these people? Do you know these people that have applied?
Yeah, the one that.
Yep.
I know we know one, but the other ones, do you know those people that have applied?
Yeah, got a good idea.
Well, then I guess that part we're going to have to discuss in exec. Okay, put that off till exec. Yes?
Yeah, what I've been saying.
Yeah, well. This is a surprise to me that you guys are ready to do this and you haven't even met the people. Okay, so we'll do that one after. All right. B, sales tax withholding to distressed provider assistant account letter. I got a letter from the state, and I ended up calling. Hold on, I got to find a. It came from the Office of State Comptrollers that the powers to be down in South are saying they want to take our sales tax from the county, from certain places, certain dollar amounts away from us to go to the distressed provider assistance account to fund financially distressed hospitals and nursing homes. I'm like, holy cow. So I called the Office of State Comptrollers. They told me to call Oswego. I talked to Kevin Gardner, who's the treasurer, and he said that regardless of what the letter says, that everybody in the county of Oswego is still going to get the same thing that they got last year for sales tax. So he said, don't worry about it. So I just wanted to share that with you because I was worried about it, because I know at least one part of it that we got in was $114,000, that we used toward different departments to help offset costs. So that made me a little nervous, but he said, don't worry about it. So let's hope he's right. Okay. March 1st, that was the part that I was going to ask Kelly about. So here's the part, Kelly, where we're going to ask you some questions. Have you picked some inspectors, election inspectors? Who are they? Person to do the sanitizing? Well, the questions are there. The absentee ballots have been requested. How long do we have to wait to finalize the results? And if the outcome is positive, is the board interested in holding a special meeting to vote on the resolution ahead of our next meeting?
Hold on. Just
I'm sorry.
Gail, you're up. Take your mask down so we can hear you.
I have contacted two individuals to work the water election on March 1st, 2021. The time is 12 to 8 p.m. Both election inspectors have had some election training and are familiar with the election process. Neither individual live in the water district or are employees of the town or village. Tracy Kinney and Kathy Smith are the individuals that have graciously offered to work for this special election. I have contacted the Board of Elections and I was told that the election inspectors receive $200 a day, regardless if it's an election or a primary. I will leave the rate of pay decision up to the board. I was just providing the information if you wanted it or needed it. I have contacted Bob Dalton to arrange for a constable to be present to man the doors and to make sure that everyone is following COVID guidelines and election rules. The election inspectors do not need to deal with unhappy voters or attitudes. The voters' IDs will be checked with those names on the deeds and or voter registration list. They will sign a sign-in sheet and be allowed to vote if they are eligible. Only two people will be allowed in the polling place at a time. The individuals that are voting will be given a ballot, and once they vote, it will be dropped into a ballot box by them. The ballot box will remain locked until the polls are closed at 8 p.m. I will be checking with the election inspectors throughout the day to see if they need anything. I will be meeting with the election inspectors either the day before or the morning before the election. I will be checking with the fire chief to ensure the building is open and make sure arrangements are met, such as availability and placement of tables for the election inspectors and the voters. The room where the voting will take place will be fogged prior to the opening of the polls. If the voter has a caregiver or someone that assists them as necessary for safe movement, that will be allowed. Also, if someone is not on the list but insists they are an eligible voter, an affidavit can be filled out and eligibility can be later verified. The items listed above is per the water attorney Joe Russell's direction. During the election in November, I received many complaints that COVID guidelines were not being followed and a voter was seen walking out of the polling site wearing a hat displaying support for a presidential candidate. This is clearly a violation of the election law. During the past presidential election nationwide, there were many accusations on both sides of the political aisle that there were errors with the counting of the ballots. Some were correct, some were not. Due to the issue stated above and the controversial issue of the possibility of water, I would like to request that unless you are in the water district and have a reason to vote, to refrain from entering the polling place until the polls are closed. If you choose to be present at the time of counting the ballot, is notify me in advance, as the COVID guidelines will still have to be followed. If you live in the water district and you need to vote and choose to vote in person, please vote and leave the polling place until the polls close. This will prevent any improprieties from happening or even the appearance of impropriety. I am sure you will agree we want the special election to be conducted fairly and accurately. With this in mind, I appreciate your cooperation. To date, I have sent out 13 absentee applications to those that requested them. As soon as I receive the application back, I will send the absentee ballots out to those that requested them. To date, the letters regarding the water vote that were sent out by the supervisors to those that live in the water district, 10 to 15 have been returned for wrong addresses. Thank you.
I got a couple of things I would like clarified on this water vote, Mary Ann. Is it one person per deed that can vote on it?
No, it's if there's five people listed on the deed, like I would list my son or my kids and my husband, whatever. If there's five names on that deed, they get five votes. Now, somebody asked me today, what if they're not 18? I don't know how that one works. I mean, what if they're kids? I don't know how that works.
What happens if you own more than one parcel in the water district?
You only get one vote.
All right, go back to this deed thing. I know you received an email from a tax person, and we did, saying that it's only one vote for the name on the deed, and you never responded back to them.
I never got that one. I would have answered that.
The state comptroller's office.
No, I didn't get that one. I'm sorry. I'm not in the habit of not responding, but if there's one name on the deed, that's the only person that gets to vote. If there's five on the deed, then there's five that get to vote. And if you own 20 separate, if you own 20 separate parcels, you still only get one vote. So what was your question?
How about registered voters? How does that work?
According to what the lawyer said, you guys got the paperwork the same as me, but anyways, according to Mr. Russell.
Well, we're doing this all wrong. So
I'm sorry.
You got one too.
Say it again.
We got an email sent to us, and you got an email too saying we're doing this all wrong, saying there's only one person on the deed that can vote. And if I don't care if it's five names or 10 names.
Who said that?
Comptroller's office from the state.
Well, and I'm telling you what he cited. He cited town law. He's a municipal lawyer. He's citing town law, and that's not what it says. And I'm going by him. He's the guy we hired to be the lawyer for this water district. Whatever he says, as far as I'm concerned, goes, because I don't know. I'm not going to pretend to know, but I can tell you what he said.
He does base law.
And that's what he said. If you're a voter and you live in the district and you don't own any property,
I'm gonna have people running all over with, just so you know.
All right, whatever. Kelly, is there a time frame for if somebody gets an absentee ballot, say 2 days before the vote, do we have to wait so long before those ballots come back before we can completely count?
It has to be postmarked by March 1st. It has to be postmarked by
right.
that day.
But I mean,
the county waits a week. For absentee ballots.
The county, say it again.
The county waits a week.
Okay, so will we have to wait a week if we don't get some of those back? You would know because you know how many you sent out, but if we didn't get them all back, would we have to wait a week before we would have the final count?
I would believe so, because it has to be, if it's postmarked March 1st, we have to accept it.
Okay, no, I just wondered if how long it would have to be. All right.
I'm thinking we should follow the same election rules that any elections have.
Okay, and who's going to be doing the cleaning? I know you said it was fogged, but as these people come in and out, who's going to be cleaning the areas? I'm sorry?
The constable is going to be taking care of that stuff.
He's going to be cleaning as well as taking care of the door. Okay, no problem. And who, you said a Kathy Smith. I didn't get the other name. Who did you say the other name was?
Tracy Kenny.
Tracy, thank you. And a constable. All right. Okay, thanks for the information. Anybody have any other questions on that?
I think you have to appoint them too.
We have to appoint them?
Yes.
Make it official in the minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, then I need a motion. God almighty, I need an emotion to appoint Kathy Smith, I think that was the name, and Tracy Kinney to be the election inspectors for the Water District number one vote on March 1st from 12 noon till 8 p.m. I can't appoint a constable. I don't know who it is.
I don't know who it is either, but we don't have to appoint him.
So moved.
Okay. I need a second.
I'll second it.
Okay. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Jordan.
Yes.
Councilor Dunham.
Yes.
Oh,
wait your turn.
I want to be you, John.
Councilor Wood.
Yes.
Councilor Horning.
Yeah.
Supervisor Phillips.
Yes, thank you. Okay, correspondence, that's...
Wait a minute, I got a couple, one thing I want to bring up on the new business.
Wait a minute, let's do their pay. What are you guys going to pay?
Oh. Pay them whatever the county recommends.
That's up to you guys.
That's my opinion.
County recommends that, and those specials, whatever, yeah. Keep it the same.
So do we have to include that in the motion?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it. Pay them what the county recommends.
Okay, so you motioned all those people at $2,200 for the day each. How's that? Is everybody okay with that?
Yep. Yeah, that's the county recommendation.
Can we add that just to that motion, or do you want to do it again?
No, just add it to the motion.
No, because Joe has a specific form.
Oh.
So this.
So you just want a separate motion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. All right. Make a separate motion to pay them for what the county recommends, the 200 hours a day.
I'll second it.
For the town, for the election inspectors.
Right.
Okay, because the constables is different. Okay. Okay, roll call vote. I got a motion to second. Yes, roll call vote, please.
Yes.
Councilor Jordan.
Yep.
Councilor Dunham.
Yes.
Councilor Wood.
Yes.
Councilor Horning.
Yes.
Supervisor Phillips.
Yes, thank you.
Now it's illegal.
Now, can I bring up what I want to bring up on a new business?
Yep. Whatever.
I'd like to make a motion that town goes with a payroll company, Paychecks, to do payroll starting in the beginning of March.
That's
great. A second.
That's illegal. You don't get to do that. The payroll clerk is the responsibility of the town supervisor, not the town board.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's my responsibility, not yours. So you made the motion. Go ahead. Do what you got to do.
Okay. Doug Jordan made the motion and Gary seconded it?
Yes.
Okay.
They're going to say.
Is Bob Ganan still on?
Yes, he is.
Right here.
Bob, would you find out that?
Will I find out? Yes.
No, what did you find out? Remember I talked to you and give you the subsections and the paragraphs? Did you look them up?
Yeah, and I texted you back and asked you to send me what references you had.
Well, I did send them to you. I didn't know if
you did, but what you did is you took them out of a manual. You didn't give me the statutes, the site of each statute.
The town law, the black one that we get.
It's got to be a section of the town law, and you didn't give me the. Hey Gary.
Yeah.
Gary.
I checked it, or I emailed you right back and I said, send me those sections, and I never got them. So.
Oh, well, I did send them to you.
If you can
send them out of paper for you. But yeah.
Yeah, if you can send them to me, I'll be glad to look it up.
I have the subsections and the paragraphs, but yeah, I'm not the attorney. I'm just telling you that's the law. The payroll is not up to the supervisor. She's only up to the bookkeeper, confidential secretary. Payroll can be up to the board to contract with anybody that's a bank or payroll institution by majority vote in the resolution. Okay? If she doesn't believe it or not, go with it, fine. Don't vote on it, but we can vote on it. We have the legal right.
You can vote on it, but I want to see it in black and white. But go ahead, Gary. You got the motion. Get that vote out.
I suggest you open it up and read it.
No, I said you give it to me and then you show it to me in black and white because I'm sick of trying to look things up. People say things to me all the time when in fact it's not always true.
I'm telling you, it's in the law book. Look it up and find it yourself.
Okay.
I made a second motion. I think we need a roll call.
Yes, we need a roll call vote.
Counselor Jordan. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Counselor Dunham.
Yes.
Counselor Wood.
Yes.
Counselor Warning.
No.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
So Supervisor Phillips.
No. Okay. Now, can we move on, Doug? Do you have something else to bring up that's not on the agenda?
Marianne, I'm going to say something, Marianne. We can bring stuff up that's not on the agenda.
It's not supposed to be voted on at the same time. No, you don't remember 3 years ago when you agreed that, yeah, you could bring things up, but that you wouldn't vote on them at the same time. You would wait until we got the information. But that doesn't mean anything. So, okay, anything else you got to bring up?
I would just want to go back because we haven't resolved that.
So she can hear
but it. It's the go back to what they suggested. We've been doing this for the last 4 months on that auditor. And I made a suggestion on the auditor, and I think we should vote on it so we can get on the list to get started sometime here.
So just make a motion.
Doug or Jen, we talked about this and the board agreed at the last meeting they'd give me to get the AUD done until the end of April. It's not due till May. And then we would, in April, we would start talking about looking for an auditor.
Right. But what we're saying, we'd like to vote on a company tonight to get it set up.
No, I don't want to vote on a company. I haven't even gotten any of the paperwork. I've heard from one company and that's it. I don't even know if they know what municipal law. Or, I'm sorry, municipal accounting, not law. Sorry.
Over 100 times, they have 12 people. That's all they do is work with municipalities on audits. That's all this one section does of 12 people.
Just make it a promotion.
They were about the best ones going. I talked to them in length and they'd be glad to go on Zoom whenever, but I like to make a motion. To get that, how you pronounce it, Bondio Group? They're out of Syracuse. And it's Evans that is the head of that division. It's a whole division of 12 people. And that's what they do, it's municipalities, that one section. And I know in the past we didn't have auditors that were all familiar with that.
And you want them to start at the earliest convenience.
No, so yeah, Judas Priest, Doug, can you give me a chance to get the books done? What the hell is wrong with you?
Because we've been doing this for the last 6 months.
Yes, right. And have you done any of it? Do you know how to do it? Do you know what it involves?
And do your department last.
But it depends what time they can get started. So we're talking March. We may be talking April before they can get started.
As soon as they can.
Do what you got to do.
We just want to roll on it and get our names in there so they can come back and get going.
Who are you talking about? So, John, what company?
I'm talking to them in length.
All right, say it again, the name. I'm sorry.
How you pronounce it?
Is it Bondario?
Bondario. B-O-N, is it A-D-I-O? Group. We're out of Syracuse.
B-O-N.
A-D-I-O.
I got it. Okay.
Now, there's one, two, I think there's three companies that we contacted are out of Syracuse, and one's out of Watertown. This one out of Syracuse, the one I recommend, talked in length, and a few others, they are recommended a few of the towns around here. I forgot which one they did, but there's
Richland.
I think it's Richland and Volney is another one.
Yeah.
So they know.
So that Hastings is that a motion?
I'm making a motion.
I'll second it, but I would put in the motion that I would like John Dunham to contact these people to see when they could start.
You're an idiot. Jan, did they give you an idea of a cost?
We had that 6 months ago, Marion.
Yeah, that was six months ago, John. I'm sorry. Say it again.
It's between 60 and 18. It depends what they got to do. And they all said the same thing. They get in there and it depends how long it's going to take. They can give you a ballpark. And that's what he said, 16 to 18. There's some in here up to 25,000.
And this is to do all the departments for the town of Parrish. All the departments that handle money. That's a little high. I'm glad you didn't go with the one in Watertown because they were a lot higher. But I don't remember this guy's information. I'll have to look in the folder. I have it at the office, but okay.
My wife is trying to get on. She said, oh. She hasn't started. She says, I think she's clicking the wrong link because there's nobody in the waiting room. Yeah. Tell her to go to the website and go to the meeting notice for tonight's meeting. Okay. Marianne was having that same problem when she went to that link.
I'll second John's motion with my little letting John being in charge of it.
What's wrong with you, Doug? I don't know. Wow.
What's wrong with me? Nothing.
Oh, no, really. Okay. You got a motion in a second. Any other discussion or questions? I need a roll call vote, please.
Councilor Jordan.
Yes.
Councilor Dunham.
Yes.
Councilor Wood.
Yes.
Councilor Horning.
No.
Course not.
Supervisor Phillips.
Of course not.
No.
Here, are you bringing up anything?
Okay. Can we move on now? Do we have anything else to bring up?
Yeah, you got a pen and paper?
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, the book for the payroll.
Say it. Gary, can you take your mask down? I can't. Okay.
The vote for the payroll?
The vote for the payroll?
Yeah. Are you there, Bob Gannett?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. It's the black one. It says town law. Okay. From the state of New York. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Subsection 29, page 22 and 23, paragraph 3 and 7.
Subsection 29, say it again.
Page 22 and 23.
Yep. Okay.
Paragraphs 3 and 7 to start. You can read all of it if you want.
3 through 7, okay.
Right.
Okay. And also, same book, page 25 and paragraph 15. To explain the whole thing.
You bringing up the old cards, Gary?
Hmm?
You bringing up the old cards?
Okay.
Got it.
Okay.
I'm not going to, but I
can. Okay, one more thing. Okay.
Say what?
I got one more thing. Again, and you might want to take and look this up too, but when it comes to the question of public officers taking oaths and filling out oath cards.
Yes.
They have to fill one out every time they're reassigned or reelected, okay? They have 38 days to do so. If they do not do so from 38 days from the time of their reappointment, the positions are vacated and considered vacant. and they have to take and reapply. And if you read the laws, and I'll get those numbers for you, it says no exceptions. So we got two people in the town to do heart cards. So as far as I'm concerned, the positions are vacant. I don't know what the board feels, but that's what I read.
Well, I talked to the Office of State Comptrollers about that 2 weeks ago, and they said that's not true. Elected officials, yes. Appointed officials that make decisions, yes. But others that are on committees, no. They do not have to take oath of office, and they don't have to fill out the card. That's what I was told, Gary. Yeah. That was 2 weeks ago.
Public officers law.
Why do we go by what?
Public officers that they have to every year with their turn. If their term is up, they have to take the oath card, sign it, give it to the clerk.
Okay. Well, I know what you said, and I'm just telling you what the Laird told me when I was on the phone 2 weeks ago. So, all right.
What positions?
Anything else? Public officers. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I got one thing to go back under old business. Yeah, we made a motion that there's no more getting paid per meeting. It's a salary and that's it. And I think the letter should go out to the chair people letting them know they don't have to take attendance for the meeting anymore.
What?
Right. I agree.
I think we should send a letter to the boards that we're not paying them hourly anymore. We're paying them salary. And they don't have to take attendance sheets anymore.
You guys decided to do that. And I said, no, I've been told by the comptrollers how it's supposed to go. And I'm sticking with that. And if I'm doing it wrong, then you're going to have to take me to task on it. But I'm not changing that. Nobody's getting paid for nothing. They're going to get paid for something. I know what you guys voted and I know what you said. So let's move on so we can get through this meeting tonight, if that's possible.
Come to the meeting.
Yeah, why even have meetings? And if you're going to be in operate illegal, go right ahead.
I'm not operating illegal, so, but I'm not paying. I'm not paying people illegally either. Not for this town. We're supposed to be watching the money for the community.
It's not a board decision. It's not a supervisor decision. It's a town board. You're a board member.
That's it.
That's all you are, a board member. It's a board that makes decisions. Not only
I'm the chief fiscal officer. I'm the town supervisor. I got so many titles, it's not funny, but it doesn't matter at this point. Can we move on?
Gary, man, you want to know something about that chief financial fiscal officer?
No, I don't want to know anything about it.
If you think your bluff was long enough, you're going to find out that there's no such title.
Really?
And you know why? It's because towns use that title. But officially, there is no title. You are financial officer.
Yep.
But chief financial officer, there is no such title.
Chief financial officer, there's no such title?
So you're saying when you make a motion as a board, you don't have to listen to us? You can do whatever you want?
I'm moving on. Can we move on?
No, we can't, because we got to figure out what boards and motions do. Because if that's the case, why don't you just run this whole town like you are by yourself?
Right. I'm not running the town by myself, Doug.
You're communicating with the board. You don't show us letters that you mail out. You don't do nothing. You're not even listening to the board members.
Anything else?
You want us to trust you.
You're right. Okay. Are we moving on or not?
Yes, move on.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I did get an email back from Laird because I had asked him about if there was a way that someone could set up some training for us. Hang on, I got to find out. And I will forward that to you. He cited the Fiscal Oversight Responsibilities for Governing Boards booklet. It's like 60 or 70 pages, but he included it in the... they're leaving? Is the board meeting over?
No, they're going to the men's room.
Oh, they got to take a recess? Okay. Do you want me to wait, John, to go over this? Hello. Okay. Well, if they're not back in 5 minutes, we'll start. And if they don't want to come back at all, then we'll just end the meeting. What time is it? I don't know. I can't see. Wait a minute. 8:21. There's Janet. Oh, there's Harry. 8:22.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we gotta do that.
Excuse me.
But then you can't vote in there.
No, we
don't. No, it comes out.
Did you get the paperwork with your stuff?
Email.
Did you get the paperwork with your stuff? Did you get any of them? I didn't give them to you. Well, I didn't get them. Kelly, did you give the packets for the people that applied for the assessor position to Mr. Hoyning? Did you make a copy for him?
Yes, it's all in his.
Well,
Evelyn gave me that a while ago, but he said he didn't get it. So he doesn't have the name.
Yeah, I like something that Amy did a minute, that the supervisor refuses to listen to the town board.
Doug,
and I like that right in the
Doug.
Because school makes a motion and you don't want to listen to us. You don't want to accept it. And you want to do what you want to do. So I want it in a minute. You're refusing to listen to what the board has to say. It's a one-sided board, just the supervisor decisions. Thank you, Kelly.
Yes, thank you, Kelly. All right. I got an email from Laird Petrie because I had asked him and the Association of Towns and Tug Hill to see if they could set up some training for us for those audits that we got to do. Tug Hill, I don't believe they said they could do it. AOT said they had some paperwork to hand out, but they couldn't do a workshop. And Laird sent me this email with this huge packet of information in it, the one that's the local government guide entitled Fiscal Oversight Responsibilities for Governing Boards. It's like 68 pages. I didn't print it because it's so many pages, but I will send that to you because he said in there, take a look at it and see if you think you would require additional help. With COVID restrictions and our workload, I do not know how much individual training I will be allowed to offer, but I will do what I can. We might be able to see if he could do a Zoom meeting instead of physically coming. But do you want me to send you that email, look at it and see what you want to do?
We hired an auditor tonight. Leave it up to them.
That's not the audit that they're doing. This is the one that we're supposed to do as counselors of the departments. We had talked about that last meeting.
It says if we hire an auditor, we don't have to do it, but you probably want to see that in black and white too, huh?
That's up to you guys. What would you like to do?
Let the auditor take care of it. John, you're contacting them too. Just to remember.
Yeah, John, don't forget. Doug wants you to contact them, John. Don't forget that. Okay, so you want me to leave this alone that with Laird? Do you want the email sent to you or not? I guess not. Okay, we'll move on. information, I got the two Tug Hill Times, January 29th and February 12th. I got the Association of Towns legislative newsletter in session. Municipal shelter inspection report I got from the dogs that they did in Oswego. All's well, everything's fine. We got copies of the minutes for the January 21st meeting and the January 14th organizational meeting. We got a copy of the planning boards. I don't think I got the agenda. I think I got just the minutes. I didn't get the agenda, which is next week, their meeting. I got the City BOCE spotlight. So if you want to read any of those, I have copies. I know some of you get them on emails, but if the others don't, if you want to read them, they're in my office. Okay. We need a motion to go into executive session to discuss a personnel appointments. I need a motion.
Don't move. Second.
Okay. We would have to have in there the board members. And I think that's it. You want to do a 5-minute break or?
No, just go right into it. I would say the town lawyer should go in with it.
Oh, Bob can go in it if he's still on. That's no problem.
The only other person I need to kick out at this point would be Eleanor Kinney, who's in the Zoom session. I can put her in the waiting room until I come back, and I'll go to the other room.
Okay. Right now, let me know when the room's cleared.
Okay, hold on. I've got a question recording. Recording starting again now that you're out of executive session.
Well, I was just informed that John Horning had Marianne's house and seen everything. Is this true?
I don't know. You got to ask them.
Yeah, you could ask them.
Who made the motion?
Okay.
That's you.
Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I walked out.
It don't matter. You can't
hold. Yeah. You ready? Curious. Is she on or signed up?
Oh.
Are we ready?
Yes.
We're good.
Okay, we're out of exec. Okay, I need a motion to appoint Mr. Richard Lopez as the town assessor for the town of Parrish.
You haven't made a motion yet.
He's making a motion. I'm second.
I'm out of executive session.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion.
I need a second.
Hang on, Kelly, trying to catch up.
We just made a motion to come out of executive session so she can get it in the minutes.
Oh, sorry.
You're one step ahead.
That's all right. Better than being behind.
No, that's 2020 behind.
Okay, go ahead.
All right.
I'm supposed to come out of executive session at 8:41, whatever it is.
8:48?
Yeah, 8:48, yes. I'll second it, and then.
Okay.
You all set now? All right, go for it, Gary.
Go for your motion.
Okay. Oh, I make a motion to appoint Richard Lopez, whatever his name is there.
Yeah, Lopez.
For the assessor for the town of Parrish, starting immediately. Need a second?
I'll second that.
Can you make it start? Trying to think what payroll is. We got paid today. Well, that's right. It won't matter. It's in the middle of a pay period. Monday. How about Monday? Can you make it Monday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Joe, no, so we can work with him.
Monday is the 22nd.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Today's what, the 22nd.
Confused what day it is.
Trying to think if that's something to do the 22nd.
Yeah, you update Monday. I hope everything's 50.
What second check?
My virus.
The shot.
Okay.
I got that.
All right.
Last Saturday.
Roll call.
Councilor Jordan?
Yes.
Councilor Dunham?
Yes.
Councilor Wood?
Yes.
Councilor Horning?
No.
Supervisor Phillips?
No. Carried. Okay. Anything else we got to do?
Just to remind you to contact paychecks to get that started.
Our next joint board meeting, don't forget, joint board meeting is scheduled for March 11th at 7 o'clock. I'm not sure if it's going to be Zoom or a physical meeting. I guess we'll have to find out. And then our next regular meeting is March 18th. The meeting's at 6:30, but we're going to be meeting with Matt Johnson at 6. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in. I need a motion to adjourn.
Contact paychecks.
I ain't making a motion to adjourn.
It's not going to be paychecks. Oh, shoot. I meant too late. That's all right. Go ahead.
Who made the motion?
I made the motion. Don't second it.
Okay. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Take care, Richard.
Yeah, take care.
Yeah.
I didn't hear you. Say it again.
Gary, don't take no wooden nickels.
You know, I could use them for heat right now.
Yeah.
Get out of this.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
And good night, Mrs. Calabash.
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 Good night, Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are.
You are.
Are you still recording?
Hold on a second.